Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and this is kind of part two of what we're doing today. Those of you who are live are getting a special treat, and I am currently on Interstate 5 headed north all the way today to Bellevue, Washington, but first stop over is in Tacoma, and I have sitting next to me dearest friend, and the 9-year-old co-pilot in the backseat, who is an amazing backseat driver, and our older two daughters refer to Larry Haffner as Daddy's BFF. And if you don't understand pop culture terms, that stands for best friend forever, or something else. I think that's the official terminology. But Larry and I developed that relationship because he started calling our house a couple years ago more than anybody else. And so the girls would look at the caller ID and say, "Daddy, it's your BFF." And so it became a common joke in the family, kind of a term of endearment. What I want to do today, since we're on the road, and if any of you subscribe to Netflix, Jerry Seinfeld a few years ago spearheaded an idea, a concept, and it's called Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. And the premise of the show is, if you've ever watched it, you'll understand, but if you haven't, the premise of the show is he goes and picks up a car, a moped or a set of mopeds or whatever the case may be, and they're always very, very unique vehicles, and they fit the personality of the person that he's meeting or picking up, and they're going to a restaurant, a diner, or someplace to get coffee or, you know, lunch. And of course, they've got a full camera crew and audio engineers and everything, but it's really quite humorous. It's very educational, and a lot of it is extremely unscripted. And so that's kind of what I wanted to do today, because Larry found out about 7 minutes ago that we were going to do this, and I said, just be ready to share your elevator speech, but let's have some conversation here while we're driving, like we always do. And usually we end up having that disease called shiny objects or squirrel or you name it, and we get distracted. But it's always good. The conversations always come full circle right back around. So anyways, this week, including even yesterday morning with that brand new customer who was referred to me from her daughter, who was referred to me from my mother, and I couldn't quite understand the premise of the whole thing. But the long story short, I ended up registering this brand new customer, and when I contacted her, she did something rather odd, and she answered the phone in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And I thanked her for answering the phone, and it took me about 45 seconds or a minute to introduce myself before she knew that I was not telemarketer calling from Clear Country and reminded her to sell, you know, one part of the timeshare appreciation or something. I could sense that in her expansion when she answered. But what really broke the ice in our conversation was when I said, well, for me, Teresa, my journey with, you know, these crazy magnets started back in 1991 before my 23rd birthday, and I jumped off a 75-foot waterfall, and I hit the water way wrong, and I permanently injured my back. I couldn't do things like sleep on my back, lay down on my back, the things that a 22-year-old is supposed to be doing. And I basically just chalked it up and said, you know, you brought this upon yourself, so you're going to have to live with this for the rest of your life. And it was over a year that it wasn't an intense agony or intense pain or anything like that. It just hurt, and there are certain things I wasn't able to do. Lo and behold, a friend of my parents introduced us to Neekin. I invested in some of the products. I started walking on them, sleeping on them. I wore one on my back. And it was about 3.5 weeks later, or four or so, that I remember rolling over in bed, and I went, whoa, I'm sleeping, I'm laying on my back, and I can still breathe. because before the agony, the tightness in my lower back, I struggled to breathe. And she said, oh my. I said, yeah. And what's really cool is that 27 years later, I feel, or maybe, I don't know, I've not been analyzed by a doctor or anything, but I feel as if I'm in better physical shape today than I was when I was 22 years young. And I'm 51. And she reciprocated by telling me her elevator speech, which she didn't know was an elevator speech, but her introduction to magnets that she bought on Amazon, and she described them in great detail with these beaded things, so I just sat and listened. And this whole conversation took place sitting in my truck, talking to you just like, talking to her just like I'm talking to you. So, Larry, I'm going to defer to you if you can demute your line, and I'm going to mute mine, and share your introduction to Niken, and kind of let's go from there.
So is it, are you hearing me okay? So you want to know my introduction to Niken? Or you want the elevator speech? Okay. My wife, Pat, got introduced to Niken over 26 years ago, I think, by Vance's parents. And at the time, I was extremely involved in supporting a family of four boys and owned my own business and really didn't take much notice of it, except I tolerated it. You know, the topper on the bed and the magnetic appliances and so forth. And Pat was saying how great it was. And I said, yeah, okay, fine. I'll walk along with you, but, you know, it's, I don't really feel I need it. And then I'm just going to go right into the elevator speech because it really kind of tells the whole story in less than a minute. And what it is that, you know, when 50 years ago, my wife and I have been married over 50 years, but 50 years ago we decided that if we were going to live to be a healthy old age, we needed to do something different than our friends were doing. And we started taking high-potency vitamins and minerals, and we continued to do that through our entire married life, and we still do it. Now we're using Niken, of course. But fast forward 20 years ago, we realized that the water we were drinking with chlorine in it, and I really hated that, and I grew up in the Midwest where the water was really nasty, and decided that, you know, we had to quit using chlorine in our water, and it was carcinogenic, and we were losing so many friends from cancer and chronic illnesses at that point in our life that it motivated us to do something different. And we went to the high pH water and the PhiMag, and it was really a big change in my life. And I'm known as the water guy because I don't even go to a restaurant without a bottle of PhiMag water. I can't get my wife to do that, but I do it. and then what we did then was I was having too much fun in Arizona about 5 years ago, and I fell out of the sky in a paragliding accident from about 150 feet. And I figured it was probably time to meet my maker, but I guess he decided I need to be around a little bit longer. And my wing reinflated literally a half second before I hit the ground, so I only hit it about 40 miles an hour instead of 80. But it broke both my ankles and my back. And after I went through surgery and was trying to really fake recuperation, I had a lot of pain, and it was messing up my gastrointestinal system so bad that Pat had several of the magnets with her in Arizona where we were vacationing. And I said, bring all those things in. I said, we got to do something different here. And literally within 2 weeks, I was clear off the pain medications. And then I got introduced to the Kinko Touch, and I was turned on. And so I've been kind of motoring ever since and telling all my friends about it. So. we got so excited about it, we decided it was something we really wanted to do, and at least I'm pursuing it pretty avidly. And is that something you'd be open to learning more about? Then I just stop and wait for somebody to respond. You know, that's a pretty neat hit.
You know, Larry, the beautiful thing about that is that that's one of the hardest things in having a conversation is just stopping. You know, we in the radio industry, they call it dead air. And in a conversation, it's a little trickier on the phone because you can't see their response. But with the use of FaceTime and Facebook Live, all these other, you know, Zoom, more people are doing this. And I remember years ago, there was actually a network marketing company that was selling these very, very expensive phones for people to communicate, and you could do that. It was a great concept, but it didn't quite take on because, well, the internet and smartphones and all that allows us to do this all the time. But that key of in a conversation, the proverbial pause, and waiting for them to reciprocate. You know, the third stanza is the ICANN mantra. My ICANN attitude allows me to teach people something that will add value to their life, and I encourage them to respond in kind. And that responding is, like you just said, Larry, pausing and just asking them, do you know anybody? Or would you be open? Or have you ever thought about that? You know, the option besides drugs and surgery, you know, Western medicine is not all bad. I had this conversation last Friday night, and I followed up with it yesterday with our chief at our fire department, who responded really, really well to double knee surgery. And he's up and about, he's gone to physical therapy twice, and he said, Vance, I'm just so excited to be able to walk normal again and get this weight off. And I said, would you be open, this is my question to him, would you be open to doing what I've done and so many others? And I referenced Lori Jones, my friend in South Carolina, who got to do something, a dream job, because of getting rid of an extra 100 pounds plus, using our vital balance and our water and just a lot of the whole NECAN wellness home technology. And he said, I'd like to look into that. But my mistake was I didn't pause because I was so eager to get the information out. And Larry, I know you have a philosophy that you use not only in business but in life, and you call it, you know, your three yeses. You know, you're nodding your head. So tell us about the three yeses.
Well, I've been in sales most of my life. Between that and a professional pilot, I never know quite what I'm really supposed to be doing, but so I keep stepping from one to the other. But the sales situation is interesting because you're providing something for a person that they really want, and you're competing with an unknown face that's probably offering the same thing at a different price and hopefully a little bit different features so that you aren't all just offering the same thing. But it's a situation where you want to get a yes for a sale. And NECAN is very similar, even though you're trying to help people improve their lives in more ways than just a product. But what you want to do is get people to say yes to certain things that are non-challenging or non-, they don't set up flags. And it could be something as simple, isn't it a nice day if the sun's shining? Oh, yeah, sure is. It's something that's maybe clear off the subject, but you're trying to get them to start seeing positive things and saying yes. If it's about lunchtime, hey, would you like to go to lunch? And you got a pretty good chance of saying yes. Or so you're looking for three yeses before you get down to, actually talking about what's really uppermost in your mind. And then when you get to that question, it's a lot easier for them to say yes or no.
You know, and Larry, I used that yesterday in talking to this person I'd never met, and I simply said, Teresa, you tell me more about these beaded magnetic, you know, bracelets you bought, and what are you experiencing? It wasn't really, I didn't ask the question, do you find that they're working? I said something along the lines, I don't remember exactly what it was, but what have you noticed? Something like that. And she said, well, that's the crazy thing. Do you have time for a story? And I went, oh my, I've met my match, because she's a talker too. And her daughter the night before never warned me, but when I texted her daughter last night and thanked her for introducing me to her mother, she said, oh my, I'm shocked you guys connected so quickly. And I thought, well, this is a win, because I don't know what that meant, but maybe she didn't think her mom would answer the phone or something. But I was thinking about that, the three yeses, because her story that she told was she was able to do something while wearing, and I don't know anything about the product, because she asked me, she said, Vance, would you say, or do you feel, or do you think, I think that was the word she used, do you think Niken's products are better than the ones I bought off of Amazon? And Larry, I'm going to let you answer that question in a second, because I'm curious how you would answer that. But my response, rather than arrogantly say, well, yeah, they're definitely better. No, I'm not going to go narcissistic, because a few years ago I would have, because that's what, you know, we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be passionate about these products, right? No, instead I said, well, honestly, I don't know much about what you bought. I think I've seen something similar. But what I can tell you is that if you've got time for a quick story, and I launched into, I remember my grandfather describing in great detail him going through carpal tunnel surgery, and as a kid, I remember, wow, I don't want to sign up for that class. I don't want to go that route, because it just didn't sound like fun. And I said, so, Teresa, what I've been doing for the last several years is wearing Niken's bracelets, and I got tired of them falling off, so I just super glued them on. So they're a permanent part of my ensemble all the time, and I don't deal with any repetitive motion injuries. And I'm not making a medical claim. I just said, I don't deal with it like the stiffness that I know my grandfather used to deal with. So I don't know if that's a long way of answering your question, you know, are Niken's better? But I said, as a research and development company going all the way back to 1975, I think what their goal is to do the research and development and either manufacture, but most of the time they find manufacturers that will produce these products that, you know, that produce the maximum results. And I launched into telling her a little bit about the Niken's grounding pad, you know, our Kinko ground, and how that a year ago when it was introduced, and said, I did look on Amazon, and I compared and contrasted, and then I gave a couple other analogies, like when it comes to tools, most people that work with tools, they'll tell you, you know, and she goes, oh, no, that makes perfect sense. And we had a wonderful conversation that lasted more than 30 minutes, which is a little long for a first-time conversation with somebody you don't know, but I had the time, she had the time, and she finally said, you know, Vance, I need to leave in a half an hour for a hair appointment if you'll... I said, no, you've been so gracious. But Larry, how would you answer that question? You know, are Niken's products better, or what about... Not everybody goes that route, but sometimes when you have somebody who's really open to looking for a solution, they might ask that question.
So, was that the question from her, are Niken's products better? So she wasn't trying to buy Niken over Amazon, because that can be done too. You know, that's the challenge I get into a lot. So maybe I'm going to answer that one first, is that I've had people before say, you know, and I've looked at it on an Amazon myself and saw the same products that we're selling through the company. And the first thing I will say to a person when they say, well, why can't I get it here for $10 cheaper or something like that? I said, well, number one, I said, I will ask them a question. Do you want to have a warranty? And I know Amazon will give you your money back, but it's not the same thing. And if they say yes to that, well, I'll say, wouldn't it be interesting to know how to use that product? Because that's what we do. We show you what it works best on. We can get you in touch with people that have had good experiences with it, and it might be something that you could pick up on. You're not going to get that service from Amazon. And so that's the first one. Then back to the question that Vance asked. I haven't had that question, actually. I've had one customer that, they are a good customer still, that I showed the insoles to, and then they bought a cheap set off of the internet. I probably, if it hadn't been my brother-in-law, I probably would have kicked him in the tail, but you know, but I didn't want to be quite that nasty. But what I said was, when he said it didn't work for us, I said, you didn't buy ours though, did you, Rick? No, and he kind of smiled, and I said, well, then don't make a judgment. And so that's, you know, you can always come back with a positive. Don't criticize them too terribly hard. That's not the way to get people to come back and talk to you later. But I think whenever they say they're going to get it off Amazon and it's not Neekan, I would just say, well, you know, I'm certain about our research and development. I'm not certain about theirs. That would probably be a good response.
You know, and Larry, that's exactly what I learned from people who are really, really gifted in this industry. One was one of the former presidents of Neekan, and he taught me that. He said, well, I don't know about that product, but I do know about ours. And he challenged the group that he was speaking to. He said, we don't need to know everything. You can spend all the time in the world doing research and development. Let us do that. Let us do that, because if Neekan's going to introduce a product, they're going to find something that's innovative and unique so that it's a little bit better than the other products that are out there. And it has some feature. You know, when it comes to grounding products, and I've had people, well, I went on YouTube and I found ways that I can make my own. Go for it. Do it. I mean, I met this week a gal who's a naturopathic physician. And I shared that with her, and I said, that's the two things that I just want to get people connected to the concept of utilizing all these amazing earth technologies, bring them into their home. And then my second thing is, and she stopped me, and she said, and you want them to use it. I said, yeah, that's all. Go do it. And she's very familiar with grounding, and she smiled. She said, I appreciate the fact, because when I first met her 3 months ago, she said, she asked me about my necklace, and I said, I want to follow up with you. But my problem is I can't even remember her name. And that's just that's terrible for me, because I'm a great name person. And that's another thing I learned years ago, that stop saying these crazy American sayings, oh, I'm terrible with names. Well, that's like saying I'm a terrible husband, or I'm a terrible father, or I'm a terrible human being. Maybe not to that extreme. But why would we say things like that? Instead, and when people say that, I'm fearful, and Stacy, my wife, says, oh no, here he goes again. But when somebody says that, oh, I'm terrible with names, man, she knows what's coming. Because I look right at them, I said, hey, have you ever thought, do you always want to be terrible at something? Or would you like to get better? And they come back and say, well, what do you mean? I said, well, instead of saying I'm terrible with names, why don't you say it this way? You know, I'm not the best person with remembering names, but I'm working on getting better. And they look at me and they give me that nod. But one other thought that comes to mind Larry is getting distracted by the Washington State Patrol, who just tore off and is in hot pursuit. This is consultants in cars not getting coffee, because then we'll have to say a fee break sooner. But getting back on track here on subject, is the other thought to when people ask the question, well, aren't Eakin's products better than these, or why can't I get them on Amazon because I have Amazon Prime, or what about that? It's not always going to come. I think the biggest thing is, well, let me, as Larry said, let us show you. I don't know enough about that product, but let us show you how ours works. And here's one other thing, and I have been doing this for 25 years. You don't have to adopt this philosophy or this guarantee, but I've found it really takes a lot of wind out of the negative sales right from the get-go. And I shared this with this brand new customer yesterday, and I don't know what the end results are going to be. I expect they're going to be good, but I shared with her two things, and I said, Teresa, when you get ready to poke around on Eakin's website, because I'm going to text you the link, your ID number, and your password. You should have already received an email from Eakin. She said, oh, okay. And she asked me how to spell Eakin, because she wanted to, do some research. And I said, but when you get a time to say, I know you've already invested in these bracelets, these beaded bracelets, but Eakin has some wonderful solutions, and I don't know exactly what thing you'd be looking for, but go around and look at the different product offerings. But before you pull the trigger and place an order, I'd like to have a conversation with you again, because I might offer some suggestions on how the products synergistically work to complement one another. And I told her, because she said she suffers terribly from arthritis, and I said, well, I injured my hand this week, and I don't even know how I injured it. And on top of wearing my power band Eakin bracelet, I used a product called CM cream, and I didn't go into, well, you know what CM stands for. I just said I ran my hand under warm water, and then I rubbed it in, and it was amazing. Within a matter of a few minutes, all that intense agony was gone. And she said, really? And I said, so there may be something else to really get what you're looking for. And then I followed up by saying this, and here's something that I learned again from a master in the industry, and he did this with his customers and when he was in Eakin. And I said, Teresa, I would like to give you the same warranty. This is not Eakin's warranty. Eakin has different warranties for different lengths of times with the product, but I would like to give you my personal warranty, which is you invest in anything that Eakin has to offer, and if you use it, when you use it, for 90 days, consistently, when you do that for 90 days, consistently, and if you don't find the results you're looking for, you can let me know, and I will write you a check. And I said, I didn't have a reversal call, and I just stopped. And she said, really? I said, yes, and in 25 years, I've only had to do that twice, actually stand behind that warranty. And one was, oh my goodness, I don't think this woman wanted to get well. And she said, really? And I said, yeah, because she admitted to drinking herself 2 pots of coffee a day. And she said, oh, that can't be good. I said, you think? And I said, I like coffee, but 2 pots a day. And she said, well, I drink water, well, sort of. And so I wrote her a check for that back magnet.
I'd like to just end this presentation or this hour with a personal thing that happened yesterday to the customer, because I think it would be really supports the 3 P's that we've been talking about in the ICANN, which is not personal, not pervasive, not permanent. A good friend of ours has been to our house at least 3 different times to look at presentations about Eakin and never bought a product. But I see him, probably once a week, and a lot of times we never talk about Eakin. And the other day he was, receptive news, and I said, how's your wife doing? And I knew she has a lot of problems. So she's a real fighter, and they raised several foster kids and three grandkids, which three of them are still in the house, and they're in their 70s. And I said, she had a car accident, his wife did, about a year ago, and has persistent pain from a neck injury. And I said, you really need to try the neck band for your wife. And he says, okay, I'll buy one. I delivered it yesterday in person at their house, took my arsenal along with me in case it came up that I could use it. Because I really didn't set an appointment for a presentation. I just was delivering the product. And so when I got in, Dottie, his wife, was sitting in a normal place in the chair. And I asked her how she was doing. She said, oh, pretty good. And she always has an upper attitude, but she's obviously, she's got a walker next to her chair. She's not getting around too well. And I took the grounding pad with me. I had my little gesture. I'd really like to have you wrap this around your feet. I said, you're going to take your shoes and socks off. But I said, I'd like to do that. I think it'd be really beneficial if you try. And she said, okay. And so I put the tester in the wall, tested the ground, and the husband said, well, I wired it. You ought to be doing it. And I said, well, I trust you, but I said, once in a while, they're not grounded. And so fast forward here, I put that on her feet, and I said, you're probably going to notice a different feeling. I said, what do you feel? She said, it feels more. And I said, that tells you that you're overcharged. You got too much amperage in your body. And what it's going to do is bring that down to normal. And when it does, it reduces the inflammation, it reduces the pain. And I made some pretty brash statements, and I put the headband around her neck. And her grandson, who's 18 years old, been working at FedEx. He said, you know, watching what's going on, and he walked out of the room. And I said, you know, I've got this a little video that I had downloaded onto my computer, the 12 minutes recent thing that Vance had given me from, I don't know where he got the source, but anyway, it's about grounding. And I just popped my laptop open and let Dottie look at it, because I asked her first. I said, have you seen this? No. I said, well, I gave it to Tom. Tom, do you see it? Yeah, I saw it. I thought, well, I'm gonna show it to Dottie. And so he sits there, about half goes to sleep while I'm showing it to her, and she is just absolutely entranced with it. She says, wow. She says, my daughter has fibromyalgia. This really makes sense. And I said, well, I can't promise you anything, but I said, it really does have some potential. And she said, you know, my grandson, he was born with club feet. And he's working in this FedEx thing, and he comes home, and his feet are killing him. I said, well, I think you ought to try the insoles. And her grandson walks back in, and I do the strength test with the insoles with him. He can't believe it when he's able to hold me up, and my feet are off the floor. And he said, that's weird. And I says, well, let's try it again without it then. And I just pushed him over again. And he says, man, he says, I got to get some of these. And it was just amazing. And all this happened in just 30 minutes of unplanned because of the three P's. I just never took a negative for it over the last 2 years. And finally, they're starting to see the light. So anyway, I'll end it with that.
You know, I know some of you might have heard or didn't catch all of that, but I think the crust of it, because Larry's phone was cutting in and out. I could hear it because we're in the same vehicle, of course. But there's a couple of takeaways, and I want to finish with this in the 1 minute we have remaining, is that 12-minute video was passed on to me by Mary Poppins, or a.k.a. Dr. Mary Van Hoy, and she received it from one of her excited new consultants, whose son was very negative about Deacon because of a first impression that he had observed. But she found that 12-minute video. She shared it with Mary. Mary shared it with me. And I watched it, got excited. I sent it on to a couple people. Larry grabs hold of it because most of us in Meekin are in the continued or continuing education mode that we want to get well. We want to continue to improve. That's called self-development or humans being more. Call it a lot of different things. The people that are in the other camp, I call the I cannot or I won't or I shouldn't or I can't fathom, you know, not taking more drugs or go getting another surgery. Those people, God bless them, but we're not able to convert. And don't beat yourself up because you don't get frustrated when they don't listen to you. The ones that we want to focus on are the ones that are open, just like what Larry said. My conversation, you know, with Teresa yesterday, this brand new customer. And when I followed up with her daughter last night, I said, oh, and by the way, I totally forgot to, for my mom's instructions, thank you, Mom, to follow up with Leslie, the daughter. Her husband, Wendell, is a brand new member of our fire department, and he injured his back as a paratrooper in the military. So who do you think I'm going to introduce Wendell to but my BFF, Larry? And I'm going to leverage that story and that tool. And that's what we do. We're constantly leveraging other things. The sizzle calls are a fantastic thing to leverage. This 12-minute video is a fantastic thing to leverage. And if you don't know about it, check your emails. If you already inerrantly or accidentally deleted the email that I sent to you or that I send out every Friday, it went out a little later than I planned yesterday, but it's there. I don't even know the title of that video, but it's on YouTube. That's how it was sent to me. And it's 12 minutes long. And again, as I referenced Mary Poppins, or Dr. Mary Van Hoy, she says to me, when we leverage a tool, a video like this, we can really build on the credibility of it because it's not from Meekin. So at the very end, this gal sharing her fibromyalgia testimony, we're not making a claim. She's making a claim. And all she's doing is talking about an earthing technology, much like all the other earthing technologies that Meekin has when it comes to the acronym that I was taught by my dear friend Suzanne Steele, GNUS, grounding, nutrient, energy, water, and sleep. GNUS, like the Australians say, good day, mate. And I said that with Teresa yesterday, and she goes, oh, that makes sense. But it's like, develop a little protocol, a little repertoire of little silly things. Always come back to your elevator speech, a simple product demo, and just say the to go on any further. But I know there's a lot, let me finish on this. I know there are lots of other great one-liners, things that you all say to leverage the conversation to get it going. Put those on the back burner for now. And in a couple weeks when you see an email from me that says, hey, what kind of conversations have you had in cars that communicate the values, the philosophies of humans being more, ways to introduce people to Meekin. It always starts with your story. That's the key. But what other little tidbits? So tuck them away and let's share them. So thank you again to Lyle for pitch hitting for me this morning for the earlier segment, and to my BFF sitting next to me, Larry Hafner. And so check out that video. 12 minutes. It's like a mini documentary. And it's really good on the subject of grounding, but we can leverage it to go so many other directions. So on that note, this is Vance Rogers signing off from Interstate 5, crossing the Toodle River, which if you know anything about history, The bridge that we're on right this second was actually wiped out by the floods of Mount St. Helens when she kind of blew her top and got really upset back on May 18th, 1980. So there's a little trivial knowledge for you. So thanks again, everybody. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And those of you who are in Tacoma, I look forward to seeing you in a few minutes. Ciao for now.